Our verse this morning comes from the reading for today, but the reason it does is because there are a group of us here who are doing reading through the Bible in a year, and we discuss it on Thursday nights when we come together for Thursday night grace gatherings. And doggone it, you just get it read and you think, ooh, I got this week's read. It feels so good. And so you're sharing, you know, people are sharing from different parts of what they read, and we all get excited about, oh, golly, I saw that too. That was really neat, because that's what God quickened that part to my heart too. But there's always someone in the group who makes us, he just left. He just hid behind the screen back there. Cecil Hall is always way ahead of everybody. He doesn't just do this week's, but he's way off 2 weeks ahead of us. He says, I just saw something. I feel like saying, Cecil, just wait until that week happens and then share it, because you make us all feel like losers just because we're caught up. We just feel so wonderful that we're caught up and that we've read that much, but he's ahead. Yes, we do. Anyway, the reason I'm reading this morning is because of Cease, and he read this verse, and I couldn't get it out of my mind this week. It was ahead in the reading because it was Thursday night, and it's for the reading for today. And I thought, golly, God called us into his kingdom, and he wants us to be Christians, right? Does everybody agree with that? Right. Sometimes we make it so hard when God made it so simple for us. And we strive to be Christians when we need to relax into being Christians. I don't mean that just relax and give up. I mean take stock and reckon on what he's done for us, that we might be able to walk this walk with joy instead of struggling. And that's what this verse is all about. It is God who gives us, along with you, the ability to stand firm for Christ. He has commissioned us, and he has identified us as his own by placing the Holy Spirit in our hearts as the first installment of everything he will give us. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the first installment of everything that he's going to give us. And what we need to do is rely on what he's given us and let it shine out from us and flow out from us and walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. So thanks, Cease, for quickening this to our hearts too, even though you were ahead, and I forgive you for being ahead. No, let's stand and let's say this verse together this morning, and let's think on it this week as we walk the Christian walk in faith, believing that God has enabled us to do so. It is God who gives us, along with you, the ability to stand firm for Christ. He has commissioned us as he has identified us as his own by placing the Holy Spirit in our hearts as the first installment of everything he will give us. That is just plump full of precious promises to us. Man, we're his own. He's commissioned us. And I believe in that verse are the keys of the kingdom